Joining us now on the line is a debutante for the wet area, but sure to be a favourite of the show, just wrapping up his first pre-season with Carlton after a dozen or more with the Doggies. The best player to wear, the number one Guernsey for North Hobart in the under-9s, Liam Jones. Welcome to the wet area.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Jonesy, let's take you back to the trade period, which is exactly how you got to the Blues. Now, you were sweating on that deal for most of the period itself. How was it to have your future basically up in the air and in the hands of everyone but yourself?
Yeah, once I come to the decision and had the meetings with Mick and the rest of the guys from Carlton, they were pretty confident they had the right deal on the table for the Bulldogs. And I thought maybe day one they could have just slipped it under because it was might have been pretty easy. But unfortunately, had to wait the full 10 days or whatever it was, and then until the last 10 minutes of the trade period, which was a bit stressful. And I thought maybe might have to sort of battle through to the pre-season draft. But lucky enough, right at the end, they got the deal done.
I guess Shags has touched on there the big trade from the Bulldogs to the Blues. How's the transition been from a club like the Bulldogs going across to the Blues?
It's been very different. I didn't think it would be as different as it has been. Obviously, seeing being around the same sort of area and the same club for the last 6 years, it's going to be a big change. But just the way things are run, and obviously all the players meeting 44 new players, and just the way things are run has been the biggest change. And then slowly going to functions and that sort of thing, and meeting Carlton supporters. Every second person on the street is a Carlton supporter. So being around such a big, historically successful club is it's been really good. And I look forward to playing in the big game. So I think round one we're expected to get around 80,000. So I've never played in a crowd as half as big as that. So that's really exciting.
Mate, Mick Malthouse is always a figure of much intrigue, and you hear a lot of stories about him. He gives a pretty prickly persona in front of the cameras, but what's he like behind the scenes? A lot of people say he's like a father figure, a real type that nurtures his players. How have you found him in your time at the Blues so far?
Yeah, well, that's the number one question I've been asked since I've been at Carlton, is what's Mick like? But he's been great. From the first meeting I had with him before I got traded to the Blues, he's just very honest, and you can tell how smart, and he really knows how to look after players on and off the field. He knows when to treat players as footballers, and then knows how to treat them as people, which I think is an important characteristic for him to have, and probably why he's been so successful in his coaching career. And so far, he's got me to the club, so there's a lot of confidence there that he wants me there. And I think, yeah, he's got a lot of confidence in me, which has helped me have one of the best pre-seasons that I've had so far.
Mate, you touched on the pre-season there. How's it tracking for you personally and, I guess, collectively?
Personally, it's going really well. Most enjoyable and the most I've got out of a pre-season to date. Just through fitness and obviously being my seventh pre-season now, everything becomes sort of second nature, all the running and that sort of thing, and sort of get to know your body. And I haven't missed any sessions over the pre-season, so it's been good in that fact as well. And just to see guys like Chris Judd and Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs, Kate Simpson, all these really big names on the track and training really well, it's been really exciting. I think it's been a pretty successful pre-season so far.
Jonesy, most AFL footballers, I'd imagine, after the season is wound up, they'd probably wind up and draw stumps too, have a few weeks off and look at refreshing the body. But you didn't. You kept going and basically pumped a lot of fitness work into you, some strength work as well. Was that a lot about trying to make the best first impression at your new club when eventually you got traded? And do you think that paid off for you?
Yeah, I think so. Just speaking to other guys that have been traded from other clubs before, it's obviously really important to make a good first impression. And so I met up with a guy who used to be at the Bulldogs, James Mulligan, and just really wanted to get started really quickly. After the VFL Grand Final, I think I took maybe 6 days off and then got stuck straight into it because I just felt that I needed that. And not only physically but mentally, to know that I'm really switched on and ready to take the next step with the new club. And it's helped me in good stead. It's all the weights and running and that that I've done since October has kept me on the track, and I don't think I'd be where I am without having not done that.
Jonesy, footy's officially back, mate. You've got your first NAB Challenge match with the Blues up against West Coast on Friday night. How's the club approaching the first serious hit out of the year?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've been, like I said, training since November, and then just doing inter-club stuff and just been manning up on just teammates, I guess. So it's hard to say how you're really going until you play opposition. So it's really exciting. And like I said, we're taking a pretty young group over there, and just really excited to see how they sort of play under the pressure of AFL football, and how they adapt. And obviously myself, Jason Tutt, Christian Jackson, Matty Dick, all guys from other football clubs, really want to make a good first impression in the first proper game we've got. So I think as a team, we're just looking to see how everyone reacts, young players and old, and how our game style that we've been sort of really practicing and working on over the pre-season, how that holds up against a quality outfit in West Coast. And then personally, yeah, just like to get my hands on the ball and provide a good option, and yeah, just provide an option for my teammates coming down the field.
Who are some names, I guess, that fantasy coaches and just people in general and Blues fans should look out for this coming season? I know Shags is sitting here quite excited about the prospect of Daisy Thomas tearing it up this year. Who's tracking well, and is Daisy set for a big one?
Yeah, well, Daisy's been really impressive.
Brilliant, yes, good.
Yes, very impressive. He's just his running ability and the way he sort of sees the game is second to none. But big one, Chris Judd is looking unbelievable. He's just probably the best player I've seen train up close. And other than that, with the young guys, been really impressed with Blaine Bokehurst, been impressed with Jason Tutt coming over from the Bulldogs. But there's a lot of guys that are going to do well, but Daisy is looking very good, Shags.